Yaniv.
Selected excerpts on portion Bereshit, excerpt number 20. Rabash writes, we should know that the Creator created the night, and He certainly created it for a purpose, which is to do good to His creations. Therefore, each one is asking, why did He create darkness, which is night? After all, according to the purpose of creation, He should have created only day and not night. The verse says, and there was evening and there was morning, one day. That is, specifically through both, which are night and day, comes one day. However, the night was created deliberately as not illuminating without corrections, in order to perform corrections that the night reveals to a person. This is so because the kelim vessels are founded over the sensation of darkness. These are needed in order for them to have a need for the Creator to help them. Otherwise, there is no need for the Creator's salvation. That is, at that time, there is no need for the Torah, which is regarded as the light in it reforms him.
Morning of one day. Next, Steve.
Excerpt number 21. Bala Sulam writes, in His Almightiness, He devised a tactic by which a reality of perception of His lights would nonetheless appear to the lower ones. The sages call this tactic darkness, as in, and create darkness, from the words, come and see darkness. In other words, the denial of the light and our frail perception of it, which we perceive as darkness, are the true reason for the perception of the light. This is the meaning of as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. That is, our whole perception in the light is from within the darkness.
Excerpt number
22. Rabash writes, the light that was created on the first day, Adam HaRishon was observing in it from the end of the world to its end. We should understand why he says from its end to its end, and not from the beginning of the world to its end. It can be said that when the light shines brightly, the whole world is in equivalence, and there is no beginning or end, but rather the end shines as the beginning. This is similar to saying that he saw the city from afar, from the first end to the last end. This is called from end to end. But when there is a difference of degrees, we say beginning to end. Beginning and end.
23,
exit number 23. Zohar for all writes, there is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
This means that only by us feel
like the soil and the plants. Excerpt number 24. Rabash writes, a person must work and pay attention to the state he was in during the descent. That is, during the ascent, you can calculate and see the difference between light and darkness. As it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness.
25,
Rabash writes, Oviut is called darkness. In other words, wanting to receive for himself is called Av, thick, and wanting to bestow is called Zach, which is pure or clean. Afterwards, when he places the will to bestow over this Av, the din, judgment, is mitigated, and what was previously dark becomes a place where the light shines in the Kli. This is called mitigation, sweetening of the dinim, the judgments.
Well, I'll read it.